on SEN Questions Without Notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
And you've taken your freeze MND beanie off?
Not too hot.
No, because you don't look good in a beanie. That's okay. You look good in that hat you got on now, but you don't wear a beanie that well.
And nor do you, by the way.
It's the shape of your head, I think.
I have a look at you. I look at you, platehead.
What's a platehead? What's that mean?
Circle. You got a very round scone. I didn't realise that until you put the beanie on.
Platehead. That's extraordinary.
Hey, Mick in Brisbane. Okay, hopefully Mick is still listening because he sent this through. Yeah. I'm a tree lopper, boys, husk farner, and still are the That's clubhouse right. leaders for Chainsaws. Okay, right. Yeah, okay. But I want
I
Mick,
agree with Mick.
I want Mick to listen to you explain how you sharpen your chainsaw blade.
Well, Tim, it's, what do you mean?
Well, it gets blunt after a while. How do you sharpen it?
Take it to the shop. No, I've got a tool. It's a, yes. like a it's a long, skinny tool, and it's got like
like a rasp, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and then you get in the teeth in the rasp, and rasp the teeth.
Okay, but do you know which way you've got to sharpen it?
Of course I do.
When Don't sharpen it the wrong way.
Well, that you. What do you mean?
Do you know the chain? There's a right way and a wrong way to put the chain on.
Oh, seriously. I reckon if you put it on the wrong way, you're not going to cut through much.
That's true. That is very true. Rob's in Tasmania.
God help me. What am I dealing with, Rob?
I only know that because I put it on back the front line, Scary. And I couldn't, and you I couldn't get through the tree.
I have as well. G'day, Rob. You there, Rob?
Morning. How are we going? All right?
Yeah, we're going okay.
Good, Rob. Thanks.
Okay. Just a couple of things. Yeah, Mumford, I can't agree with you more on that. He's nothing but a thug. Carlton selection this week. What do you think's going to happen there? Do you think Murphy and Doherty will be dropped, or what? It'll be the same old, same old.
Well, that's a nice question you ask, Robbie, because they've had a bit of time to sit down and reflect. And I don't think they'll drop the captain. I think Murphy's, he's always or has been for the last month or so 50-50. He's been the medical sub. He's been on and off the ground. So yeah. Not sure. The broader question is, Rob, are you happy with the selection panel for the review, which includes Jeff Walsh, former Collingwood.
Great football man.
Matthew Pavlich.
Had great experience. Great football player. Had a lot of experience at the playing level.
He was part of the Adelaide review.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
And there's one other. I can't remember just at the moment. Someone will tell me out there. Did you see that, and did that raise any of your eyebrows?
No, not at all. I thought that if you're going to have an investigation into your club, you're going to have a review or whatever it is, you need people that have had experience at different levels. And I think they've got people with a lot of experience at different levels. I think probably if you're going to do it, you bring outside people in too, so that you don't have any biases associated with it. I think it's probably a reasonable thing to do.
Graham Lowe is the other person.
Graham Lowe is the other person. If you were still playing football today, mm-hmm. would you kick for goal like a lot of the players do around the corner, or would you still be kicking torps and
torpies
and droppies?
Torpies.
Right.
No, on the boundary you would. I like the way they do that. But from to a certain degree, you would go around the corner. I think you'd spend a lot more time practicing it, but the around the corner to a degree is terrific. And then I don't like the ones where they're from about 45 degrees in, where they start kicking them around the corner.
What about the bloke that isn't quite sure if he'll go with the around the corner or the drop pump? Did you see Nick Riewoldt last night? Jack Riewoldt last night telling, who was it?
McIntosh. Go for a drop pump. Jack McIntosh just said, bugger off, Nick. Jack, he had a shot just previously. He went around the corner and was skinny. So Jack wandered over. I thought he was wandering over for the handball, to be honest, at the start. And then he said, make sure you go straight up and down. And he missed again. So there they go.
Just a little bit of feedback for you too about you and your beanie. Mm-hmm. I saw Gary on the couch with the beanie on. Gary, sorry, mate, not a good look. Rui pulled it off though.
This is brand damaging.
Your head's big. I think it's the fact that Rui's got a smaller-ish head.
I actually haven't got a big head.
I think you have.
In terms of, like, size?
Yes.
You think you call me a big head? Or I'm not, you call me a big head?
No, I'm calling you physically. You've got a big melon.
I've had it measured.
Have you been measured? And where does it fit in the percentile?
Median percentile. You've got a long head. Peter's in Essendon. Hey, Pete, how are you? Pete?
Good morning, Tim and Gary. Look, Tim, not because he's your son, but his commentary is refreshing. He keeps it simple, analyses the game, but very effective, Tim. Thumbs up to him. Yeah, let me answer that,
Pete, because Tim is always modest when it comes to Job. I think Job's fantastic. And Justin Lepich last night, having cut his teeth here at SEN, has found his way into the Channel Wisp. What's that mean for Jimmy Bartel and for Lingy and Hodgie and Duck and all those blokes?
Well, it just means that maybe they need a spell last night, that's all. They want a night off.
What's it mean for Bucks? Is there room for Bucks next year?
Always room for one more, Gary.
Is there?
Yeah, always room for one more.
I agree with you, Pete.
Don't you worry about that, matey.
And your matey. Great, Craig's in St Albans. G'day, Craig.
Gary, Tim, how are you, boys?
Good, thank you.
Great minds think alike, Tim. I was thinking exactly the same thing about Shane Mumford last night. He's going to do something one day and all these commentators that laugh now are going to want to hang him. And how the umpire didn't reverse the free kick last night with the tackle on Tarryn Thomas is just... I'm flummoxed, mate. I just couldn't believe it.
Flummoxed. That's a good word, Craig.
That's a good word.
We're not in the mummy sycophantic pack, are we?
No, I was a great fan of his competitiveness. Yes, I was.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah, and I think you are too.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah, but I think we just need to probably just modify some of our commentary around him. That's all.
Yeah, celebrating what would otherwise be frowned upon because they think it's how good money, how tough, how funny, how rough. Not that funny.
No, it's not funny. Like you can be a great character in the game by doing things out there on the football field. But I think he just needs to maybe just temper some of what he's doing. He's always been a great competitor. He's always been a really physical type of player. And that's okay. That's okay. Mm. You got a question for me without notice, or do we need to take the 8:30 news?
Yes, I got a question for you. We've got the 8:30 news headlines with Alex. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. Don't forget the rugged... X, the Toyota Hilux 2021, $75,000 worth for the best caller. It's been talking about fires.
What's your fire-building technique?
Tim can't build a fire.
Be careful. Hang on. Can I just say this, right, before you go any further?
Mm-hmm.
Some of what I said there during the ad break isn't to be repeated.
Yes, and I know exactly which part you're talking about.
Okay, all right.
Scaredy cat. Tim can't build a fire that lasts all night.
That's an open fire.
Yeah, so what?
There's no open fire that will last all night without some sort of...
Put a mallee root in there.
We don't have any mallee roots where we are.
Mm.
Have you got mallee roots?
Not sure. I don't need one. I don't need mallee roots.
What do you got?
I just put the wood in and put it down on low, load it up.
Yeah, well, you got a canara.
That's right.
Yeah, but they'll burn all night.
Right.
But an open fire won't because there's too much air around it.
Oh, I see. You need a mallee root.
Yes, you said that just before. Are you when you do your fire, are you a particular style of fire lighter?
Crisscrosser.
Yeah. And you build it, you leave a little bit of air up through the middle?
That way, then that way, then that way, like a Django.
You and I could actually live together.
Probably could.
We could.
We'd have to have a big house. Is the Joker the best we've ever seen in tennis? Coming from two sets down, get up. He beat Rafa.
Mm.
No one else can beat Rafa on clay. That's from Michael.
He's one of the very best. He is. He is definitely one of the very best. I'm not sure whether or not he's liked as much as the other two, but he's certainly one of the very best tennis players we've ever seen on this
planet. Tony Moore's going to join us in a minute. Mm. He's going to talk about Dr. Edelson.
Yep.
Biggest show in town they were when the doc first took over.
Unbelievable scenes when he went up there in the pink
Sunday
helicopter.
Sunday afternoon, Channel 7. It was the only interstate game. Mm. And you just, wherever you were, I was in Caverham, obviously, sitting down watching the day, Diesel and Jared and Warwick and Merv and Bernie Toohey and Tony Morwood and Rod Carter.
They had a great team.
They just kicked goals.
Mm.
That was a bit of a shock. I want to ask you this before we do that. Who got the better out of the Josh Kennedy and Chris Judd trade?
Mm. I'd need to examine that. I need a bit more time to examine that.
I'll throw that out there. Someone will know who have better. I'm genuinely. I mean, Juddy.
It can be a win-win.
Yeah, it can be. Oh, it's a great win-win. Juddy won a Brownlow. Kennedy's still winning games for West Coast well after Juddy's retired.
Premiership player.
Yeah. Give us your thoughts on that. We'll take a break. We're going to talk about Doc Edelston. We might have an audience that weren't aware of the Doc. Did you ever get approached by the Doc?
No. Every bloke I played alongside with did, but I didn't, no.
I thought you would have been very much. You might did your knee, did you, at the time?
No.
No, just didn't get
just
approached.
Just didn't want me. Getting a bit testy, you two, today. No, we're not. We're just having fun. We never get testy, so, the two of us.
This is public holiday breakfast.
I can't believe you've never watched an episode of Seinfeld.
I have. No. Well, have I watched
You've never
whole
got
episode?
Into Seinfeld.
I doubt whether I've watched the whole episode or not. I don't think so.
That's okay, but did it not appeal to your sense of humour?
Not sure what.
Because you're a funny guy. You're a really funny guy.
Well, yeah, that's true.
When you let your hair down, you're a funny guy.
I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't. Tony Morwood, talk about the Swans, and Jeff Edelston is going to join us next.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.